time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māoris. Tāku tāke.
Recently, the government has announced banning voting rights for all prisoners. This changes previous legislation implemented by the former Labour government in 2020, allowing prisoners serving a sentence less than 3 years the right to vote. Previously, in 2015, the High Court ruled that a blanket approach to banning voting rights for prisoners goes against the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp about this move and how the party are feeling about it. We also discussed the party's calls for significantly more funding for Whakata Māori in Budget 2025, as well as Cabinet agreeing to recommendations to the ECE or early childhood education sector. But first, we discussed the blanket ban on prisoners voting. Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith, when announcing the move, says that citizenship brings rights and responsibilities, and that those who break these rights and responsibilities and are temporarily sentenced will lose their voting rights. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's shameful and it's a step backwards, and Te Pāti Māori, you know, appall the stance that the government is taking, that National is taking. Denying the rights to vote does not strengthen our society. It weakens our democracy and breaches te tiriti o waitangi. You know, voting is not a privilege to be taken away. It's a fundamental human right. And stripping whānau of their right to participate in democracy only deepens the cycles of marginalisation and injustice that our people have been subjected to for generations. And, you know, I met actually with a group of rangatahi and men over recess who have recently been released from prison and are supported by a non-funded group called Ngā Kite Wānanga Solutions. And, you know, it was really sad to hear their whakaaro and their thoughts around them being stripped away their rights to vote. And all of them stated that they feel very strongly that they should have the right to vote, even if they were in prison. Because, you know, this is their right to do that. And they want to contribute to society. This is about also restoring their mana. This is about those prisoners. You know, they want to make a change, and they're trying to make a change from a bad situation that put themselves in prison. So part of their rehabilitation is that they want to contribute in society, and taking their rights away from them does not do that.
You've briefly touched on this, but what implications could we see as a result of this ruling?
Oh, I think you will see, you know, the uphaul of prisoners, of whānau. I think they will make a stand. You might see more whānau actually, you know, making a stand, hunger strikes, all sorts of things. And that's their right. That's their way of actually saying to everybody out here in society, they're not happy, and they deserve to vote. You know, and this government is locking people up for what they wear, increasing sentences across the board, and now telling those people that they have no right to participate in the system that has incarcerated them, you know, really, I'm going to say it sucks. And those men and rangatahi that I met with were really more than disappointed. They really did feel that that right was being taken away from them. And Te Pāti Māori, we're really clear that we will reinstate the right for all whānau in correction facilities to vote. We'll reject a justice system that punches instead of heals. And like I've already mentioned, these men are trying to make a better life for themselves, or, you know, make a better situation that they're in. And true justice is about restoration, not exclusion.
Would Te Pāti Māori want to go back to how voting rights regarding prisoners were treated under the previous government, as prisoners serving sentences less than 3 years were eligible to vote, or would the party want something different?
Look, we want to reinstate the right for all whānau in correction facilities to vote, and if that means we take away that previous government's restriction of 3 years and under, we want all whānau to have the right to vote.
On to our next topic, Te Pāti Māori are calling for the government to significantly increase investment to the Māori News and Current Affairs Service, Whakaata Māori, in the budget 2025. Why are these calls happening?
Look, the first thing we need to do is acknowledge Whakaata Māori for an excellent report, for a report that showed the return on social value and investment for the delivery of services that Whakaata Māori have been delivering from 2008. I mean, this report showed that they're generating an estimated $114 million in social value, which is more than double their annual operating $50 million budget. And I want to commend Whakaata Māori for this report and showing their excellence in service delivery. You know, they've not received an increase in government funding since 2008. And this report shows that they're doubling the impact of services, and we've got to commend Whakaata Māori for this.
What is Whakaata Māori providing that other news agencies aren't?
Well, I think what they're delivering is that, firstly, that Whakaata Māori is not just a broadcaster. It's a cornerstone of cultural survival, education, and national identity. It's around revitalising te reo Māori that is inclusive of all New Zealanders in Aotearoa. It provides programs that is for everybody. It has a focus on tamariki mokopuna, and it has a focus on those that want to learn. And I think that should be commended. And for too long, this government has paid lip service to te reo Māori and Māori development, and while refusing to back it with resources. And this report shows that Whakaata Māori is doubling the impact, and they should be funded, given an increase in funding. In the next budget, we should be demanding that this happens in the next budget.
Would Te Pāti Māori like to see this extended to other Māori news and current affairs broadcasters as well?
I think firstly we want to make sure that the only Māori Indigenous-led media platform should be acknowledged first and then extended out.
On to our final topic. Recently, Cabinet has announced moves to simplify ECE, or Early Childhood Education, regulations. How are Te Pāti Māori feeling about this?
Oh, look, again, Te Pāti Māori, we applaud the Cabinet decision to agree to these 15 recommendations to the early childhood education sector. And we believe that early childhood education needs to be focused and prioritised on tamariki Māori. And it's got to ensure that that early childhood education is conducted by education experts, not economists. You know, our mokopuna deserve an education system shaped by their needs, and that must be led by the total immersion Māori education sector. Our mokopuna deserve the right to, you know, have their needs met, learn the reo in environments that are safe and nurturing for them.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takatai Kemp on banning voting rights for prisoners, the party calling for more funding for Whakaata Māori in Budget 2025 and ECE recommendations. We'll be right back. Text in 5395 on any of your thoughts on these pieces.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takatai Kemp.